There are concerns that some disabled children could miss out on being covered in a trial of the National Disability Insurance Scheme in South Australia because of delays with the rollout. The trial for children under the age of 13 in that state is months behind schedule. The mother of one severely disabled 13-year-old boy who is still waiting for coverage says the rollout should be occurring on a needs basis, not chronologically. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
Remember, we're practicing using your pointer finger?
Ronnie Wood had to quit her job to become a full-time carer for her son, Matt.
Well, Matt's severely physically disabled and he also has an intellectual disability and autism, as well as a severe form of epilepsy, which means that he's totally dependent for all tasks of daily living.
The family receives some state funding, but it falls well short of the total costs of his therapies. They're one of many families waiting for the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
Well, Matt was accepted in September last year, and so now, 8 months on, we are still waiting for our initial planning session. They're so snowed under, they're not even able to return my call to give me a timeframe on how much longer we must wait.
The South Australian trial of the NDIS has been plagued by delays. The number of eligible children was significantly underestimated, and now there's a backlog of applicants. The program is being rolled out chronologically and the 0-6 age group is still being processed.
Well, I think it must be incredibly difficult for parents of newborns to know what services they require. Families of older children who have been in the existing service system for a while know what their kids need and they know where the current system is failing them.
Priority is also being given to children who aren't receiving any disability funding at the moment.
So obviously the level of support needed is not as high. So because those children are still coming into the scheme, I guess it's pushing back those children with more profound or severe disabilities like Matt. For the families and for the kids who aren't in the position to privately fund the therapy, there are kids missing out potentially on the opportunity to learn to walk or talk, which is... it's a travesty.
The state government says the delays are continuing to blow out and it's concerned all the children won't get covered in the trial period. Ms Wood has the same worry.
I fear that if the older kids aren't covered in the trial period, that's just going to push out the rollout of the full scheme as well. So then the kids who are older again will be delayed and obviously that will have a knock-on effect to adults then. Also, I'm not sure how they can evaluate a scheme if they don't have the kids for which it was designed in the scheme.
South Australia's Dignity for Disability MP, Kelly Vincent, says the system is also causing issues in the APY lands.
The take-up in remote communities such as the APY lands has been very slow and that's been incredibly frustrating. And there were issues with that from the get-go. In certain Aboriginal communities, chronological age does not have the same importance or consideration as it does in other communities.
The trial will run until June 2016.
That's Natalie Whiting reporting there.